his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimori v'imi morasi sheyichyu. And the question we're going to deal with is a very interesting halachic shaila. Somebody rented an apartment for a few years, and he travels from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz for a few days, and because of an ones, maybe because of corona, he was not allowed to come back. And after some time he came back to live in the apartment, and then when the renter, the person who was renting it out to him, the balabayis, the maskir, said, give me rent for the time you weren't here, so the person renting, the socher, said he doesn't have to pay rent, I wasn't here because of ones. I wasn't able to come back. It wasn't my fault. So I don't have to pay rent. So does he have to pay rent or does he not have to pay rent? So this question was asked to my Rebbe, Agon Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. And he says that the renter, the person renting the apartment, the socher, has to pay for three different reasons. So let's see. Let's understand what the halacha is and why. In the din of a person renting a socher, that because of ones he doesn't live in the apartment, this halacha is split up into two different parts. What would be the halacha when the socher tells the maskir, the person renting, tells the person, the balabayis, that because of ones he's not going to live in the apartment? And a second case is where he doesn't tell him at the time, but afterwards he tells him, oh, I don't want to pay rent because I didn't live there. What happens if before and what happens if after? He tells him. So the Ramban, Choshen Mishpat, and Simon Shin Lama Dalet, Sif Aleph, brings the machlokas of the Rashba and the Maharam. If somebody's maskir bayis lachavero, somebody rents a house out to his friend, and then the socher dies, do the yorshim, to the people who inherit the socher, do they have to pay rent? The Rash beholds in the Chuvis, in the name of the Ravid, that they're chayiv, and the reason is, since he rented a house, it's like a sale, and he has to pay, whether he lives there or he doesn't live there. Because schirus liyomei memkarhu, because renting it out, even for a day, is considered like a sale. Rabbi Akiva Eger proves that the Ritva and Ksubis also holds like the Rashba. So again, Shitas HaRashba, Shitas HaRitva, is that if one dies after Loleinu, after renting an apartment, the rent must still be paid by the Yorshim. However, the great Maharami Rutenberg brings from the Mordechi in Perika Umnin, Remes Shin Mem He, that if the Socher wasn't Makdim Lo Scharo, Eino Chayav Lishalim. If the Socher didn't pay in advance, then he doesn't have to pay. And he derives this from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and of Ein Zayin Amar Aleph at the top of the page. Amar Rava Hayman de Ogir ve'Amar Rava Hayman de Ogir Agore LeDavla. Somebody who rents workers, hires workers to water his field, ve'Asa Mitra, and rain came and watered the fields, and therefore he doesn't need these workers. Pseida de Poalim, the workers lose out, because, and the Balabais doesn't have to pay. Since the Balabais was an ones, and there was no way of him knowing that it would rain, he wouldn't need the workers, it's the loss of the workers. And the Shach writes, that schirus liyome memkarhu is not the opinion of the Maharami Rutenberg. He doesn't hold that renting it out for a day is considered a memkar, so therefore a sale. So therefore he holds that if the socher wasn't makdim lo scharo, he doesn't have to pay. And just like in this field, he didn't know. Just like the balabais didn't know it would rain, he wouldn't have to pay the workers. This guy didn't know he wouldn't be able to live in the apartment, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the balabais. He doesn't have to pay the landlord. Or maybe, says the Shach, the Maharam holds that Schirus Liyome is a memkar. Nevertheless, b'makom ones, batel haschirus. It is a good schirus, but if there's an ones, it's batel. So writes the Trumas Hadeshen. Beis Yosef Paskins like the Rashba, that it is a sale, that it is a good rental. he has to pay. The Ramah says it's a Sveika Didina, he's not sure. The Bach and Shun Yud Beis and the Shach were Machriya Kedasa Maram Vamordechi that he doesn't have to pay. Okay, so we have a big balagan here in the Poskim, a big machlokes, what to do. The Machin Ephraim and Hilchas Schirus Simen Hey is Machriya Kedas Harashba. Rav Meir Arik in the Minchas Pitim, in the Tshuvas at the end of the Sefer in Simen Chof Aleph, which relates to Simen Shin Lamed Daled, discusses this at length. And his opinion is that the opinion of the Maharam and the Mordechi that rent must be paid is a singular opinion against all the poskim, and he paskins there that the Yorshim have to pay all of the Dmei Schirus. However, the Minaga Olam is Laduno Kisifeka Didina. The Minaga Olam is to treat it as a Sveika Didina. So it would appear that even Ladas HaMaharam VaMordechi, that if there's ones, the socher is pater. Nevertheless, the socher cannot come now, after the gemar ha-ones, b'tviya lamaskir, and say to him that he wants to live in this apartment. Since the ikar svaras Maharam VaMordechi hainu mishum, the lo amrinan schiris liyomei memkor, like the shach says, the ikar svar of the Maharam VaMordechi is that we don't say that renting it out for a day is considered a sale, so the schirus is in, or that b'makom onus the schirus is batel. So either way you look at it, either way you spin it. So what does that mean? So the socher, the yorshim, can be mevatel the schirus. So if that's the case, that the schirus is batel, either because b'makom onus batel as schirus, so we don't say schirus yamei mimkar, so he can't say, all right, I want to continue renting. Pitom. You want to get out of paying rent because the rental wasn't chal. So you can't continue living there weiter further on. You can't continue living in this apartment. That would appear al pi svara. And this can be proven from the Rishonim, but we're not going to get into that. We are going to now take it a step further, and because it's logical, so we'll stick with the logic without getting into the sources. So now we can say even more than that, that if after Zman HaOnes the Socher returned and lived in the apartment, so now he has to go pay for the Tkufas HaOnes also. Because according to the Maharam of Rutenberg, that he's not Chayav al Tkufas HaOnes, it's because he told him that the schirus is batel. But if he's megala das shaloh chazarbo and he continues living in the apartment, you see, oh, he wanted there to be schirus. Oh, you want there to be schirus, so you have to pay on the previous period as well. So when does he not have to pay, according to the Maharam? When he didn't live there during that period, and then he didn't try living there afterwards. But if he moves in back in afterwards, how can he come and say, oh, no, no, I don't have to pay for the Tkufas HaOnes? You're showing that the Schiris was a good Schiris. If the Schiris was a good Schiris, then you have to pay on the previous period as well. And this can be proven from the Rush, from in Shuvas, Klal Aleph, Simon Zion, copied by the Mechaber LaHalach and Shin Yud Beis. Mokum Shinogim Sheyesh Lam Rosh Shana Kavua L'Schiris Habatim. Let's say you have a place that they have the beginning of the year, they have a set time for the paying, whenever it is, but they have a set time for paying rentals. Could be any random month. And Reuven rents an apartment. Reuven Tzachar Bais Mishimon, Lashana Achas. And rents an apartment Mishimon for 1 year. And then after the year ended, he stayed there for another month, and they didn't speak to each other about rental for the next year. And now Reuven wants to leave, and Shimon says you have to pay for the second year. Who wins? Shimon. Why? Because by continuing to live there, he showed that it was Adas Schiris Rishona, and the first Schiris was a year, so it's also a year. So he has to stay. So here also, if the person continued living in the apartment after the Tkufas HaOnas, where he couldn't live in the apartment, it showed that, Aldas, the first Schiris, he's living there. So he has to pay the earlier Schiris as well, the earlier rental as well. Now in our case, it's interesting. The person who was renting the apartment moved back in. And now they're fighting about the previous period. Oh, you moved back in. You showed that the apartment was still under your rental. You showed that the Schiris isn't batel. You're saying that the rental isn't batel, so you have to pay. Sorry, Charlie. So that's step one, but there's going to be a stage two also. I'm hoping that we get to it. Very interesting discussion that's going to follow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask that he give us life, and he give us simcha, and he give us the financial means, and we'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.